This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. As wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Probably true. Irish pubs are here, there, and everywhere. St. Patrick's Week. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. So enjoy it. Good health. Here's to you. Hold up a glass of what, Irish whiskey or some kind of Irish beer and not feel guilty about it. Yeah, it's the time not to feel guilty about drinking
what
some beer.
What is the sandwich called? They use corned beef or roast beef sometimes. I mean, you can get it with turkey, but it's there's like sauerkraut or slaw on it, and it's famous for all the places always have it for St. Patty's Day. Now I can't remember what it's called.
Huh. I can't either.
Are you talking about
I don't know
Reuben?
The reference. Is it
maybe
a Reuben?
It's Reuben.
Yeah.
Like corned beef sandwich or something? I don't know.
Reuben
I get it with turkey,
like
it's actually really good.
Reuben's kind of a, sounds like more it's a Jewish thing. You get it at a deli, then maybe. Although, why am I thinking about this? Rooster Cogburn, John Wayne in two movies, True Grit, and then the movie Rooster Cogburn with Catherine Hepburn. She outed him. His real name was Reuben Cogburn. How many people remember that? Raise your hands, please. From those movies, am I the only one?
No,
who remembers that?
Really.
Could be. Okay, well, listen. All right, there's some good news from the stock markets. Closing higher again. Dow Jones up. NASDAQ up. S&P up. As a matter of fact, the records continue to be set for those of you who say, well, it doesn't mean anything to me because I'm just barely making it. That's the story. It's an interesting, there's an oxymoronic reality to this because that's the way most people you talk to, them. They just, I mean, look at the conversation we're having about food. And supermarket, the charges, I said this, James was talking, I think yesterday, about going to the supermarket, spend $100, and what do you have? I spent $300 on Sunday, and I don't know, but I got a bunch of fruit and some grape juice and, I don't know, a bunch of things that didn't seem to amount to much, some salad stuff, it was $300. So there's good news. And then there's news that kind of affects how we all really look at things. And so there, that's how we look at things. This story really bothers me. A couple of things from Florida for us to consider here on the Good Day program this morning. The story of a fisherman whose hand was bitten off. Not just bitten, bitten off. By an alligator. This is on a golf course pond in Leesburg, Florida. This was a 9-foot, 3-inch alligator who lunged at this guy. He was fishing in the pond. That's stupid. You don't go to ponds in Leesburg, Florida. Alligators are everywhere. You got to be nuts.
Uh-huh. Especially any of the ponds that are on the golf courses, people, it's like they multitask. They'll golf, and then they're right by the pond, so they'll fish real quickly, and then they will go back to golfing. It's astounding. But this is like one of the characters from the Adam Sandler movie, Happy Madison, where the character who's teaching Adam Sandler's character how to golf, he lost his hand to an alligator, and he used to be a pro golfer.
Yeah. Really? Well, there you go.
This is
so,
like life imitating art.
The callers, there were a couple of callers to 911, and they were trying to, you know, the man's moaning and groaning, obviously. I mean, can't imagine that there's got to be blood everywhere. The animal, the alligator bit off his hand. then the alligator left the guy and went to find the fish that he's thrown back in the pond. So, anyway, the guy got airlifted, and he's going to be okay, but he doesn't have a hand. And they trapped the alligator, apparently, and moved and removed him from the pond. But then what do? You make shoes out of it or handbags or something?
And, well, it's only a matter of time before another alligator gets into that pond. Like,
right, yeah. All right, also in Florida, this missing woman who was trapped in a shipping container, she was found banging on the door. Huh? Marlene Lopez, last seen on Monday before being reported missing. She was trapped in this container for a couple of days. She shared a statement on Facebook. The shipping container was next to a business. She wasn't injured. What was she doing? What the hell was she doing in the shipping container? I don't get that from looking. Police investigating it. Detectives notified that there was a woman banging on the door. They opened up the door and they found her inside of it. But this is like a bad movie.
Well,
right?
Then she had been missing. She failed to pick up her son from school, so she was reported missing. Detective investigated.
Them too.
Known locations. Uh-huh. Yeah, this cold is making it really hard to pronounce things. But
that's okay.
I wonder, was she purposely in the container for some reason, and then got trapped in it? Was she kidnapped? Why has that side of the information not been?
Has not come
out. I understand it's an active investigation, but still.
Well, you see these shows, all the FBI shows, there's at least one every couple of weeks that has somebody in that kind of a situation. Somebody gets locked in a container, women are being illegally trafficked, and they're locked in containers, you know, and there's a reality to it. There's a reality to this stuff.
Yeah. What's going on. This is another reason why it's so important to look at the same story from different articles, because I just found another one that did add in that she told investigators she doesn't know how she ended up in a container.
So, is she drinking? Is that part of the deal? Okay, enough. Let's talk about Pukin Putin, shall we? He's saying very publicly and very bluntly that you better not mess with me. So, the Ukrainians have invaded Russia. It's the first time this has happened in this war. They actually went into Russia, sent drones in and tanks and stuff to blow up some power stations and that sort of thing. So Putin again says that the Russians are ready to use nuclear weapons. You realize how stupid that is? He's the first one who's going to get killed. Now, maybe he thinks that he's at the end of the line. You know, the thing that you worry about is a guy like him who's, number one, he's crazy. Number two, very smart. Number three, what happens? There have been rumors for years that he was sick. So let's say he has nothing to worry about. Okay, I'm going out anyway, so I'll take half the world with me. And then they'll all remember me. Yeah, okay. So anyway.
This is the second conversation of nuclear issues that we have had this week. Uri Geller earlier in the week said that, who do we need to watch? Iran. Was it Iran?
Yeah, Iran. I agree with him. Iran's the most dangerous company. Way worse. They're more dangerous than the Russians, the Chinese, because the Ayatollah is he's a madman, and he thinks everything is going to, if he takes out as many Jews as possible, he's going to get a special place in heaven with Allah. They feel like they have nothing to lose. How do you attack, how do you counter something like that, where you're told by your religious leader that the more Jews you kill, the more you'll occupy a wonderful place in heaven? Uneducated people. Now, and it's unusual because Iran, the population is very educated there. Iran is a very, very interesting country in that it has a good economy. The government is crazy, and the people hate it, worse than we dislike our government here. And yet this guy stays in power, and the military sticks with him. That's why there's not an overthrow. These people are out of their minds, and they think, okay, I'm going to go to heaven. The more Jews I kill, I'm going straight to the top. and they convince uneducated people to believe in the message that that's what they should be doing. That's what this is all about. That's what Hamas is about. Hezbollah is all about that. That's what the problem with the Palestinians and the Israelis is. So you have this kind. It isn't really ignorance. It's narcissism combined with mental, the mental state of mind that people do have medical and mental trauma. So, I don't know, I don't get it. But then that's me. Take a deep breath, Doug. All right. Here's a letter carrier who's complaining about how many times he's been robbed. How many people are following this? The United States Postal Service is launching something they call Project Safe Delivery with a pledge that they'll be doubling down in their efforts to combat growing rates of letter carrier robberies.
Yeah.
So what do you think you're going to get if you rob a letter carrier? I don't know how many people have.
Money. Credit cards. Intercepting somebody's credit card or banking card.
Yeah, how do you use it if you don't...
so many people that send money, cash, checks in the mail still.
How dumb is that? Yeah. But how do you use somebody else's credit card? You have to know what your Social Security number is. You have to know what the last digits are of the Social Security number when you call in. There's all kinds of things.
Whenever I've gotten a new bank card, I have to. It has a sticker on the card, and you call the number, and then you insert the card number, and then you set up a new passcode key. There's no personalized information.
Well, the folks in the legislature say they're going to introduce a bill to accelerate the replacement of lots of mailbox keys, boost prosecutions, review sentencing guidelines. I saw one of the mail carriers said that she was like a sitting duck out there. Says postal leadership is failing to do enough to address the problem. There were 643 robberies of mail trucks last year, 30% more than the year before. Wow. There's something really shaking going on there. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super Shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Three past the hour. It's the Good Day program, social media time in this hour and every hour of Good Day, focusing sometimes on technology, which is the case right here because everybody's talking about this House bipartisan bill that would force TikTok, the Chinese owner of TikTok, to sell the app or to be banned in the United States. The bill passed like by huge margins. What was it, 380 to 20 or something? It was really... It's the first time these two parties, these guys have gotten together for ages to go get the damn Chinese. And so now it goes to the Senate. There are some lawmakers there that oppose it, but aside from the people in California, the fate of TikTok seems to be sealed. It's owned by a company called ByteDance.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to decide whether to sell all of it. Or maybe just the U.S. part of the business, but wouldn't that be kind of messy? Wouldn't you think it would be hard to separate out? Look, because
social media is used by people all over. It still doesn't fix the bigger issue. It still doesn't fix the bigger issue of
the
data that is being collected, is also this. It's a similar way that Facebook, Instagram, X, all of those others, Google does the same thing. They sell the data to third parties. It's all happening. And even if, yes, TikTok is Chinese owned, but we also know that hackers can do anything that they want to do. So the whole security issue still isn't actually solved.
Yeah. There's an interesting article in the New York Times today, Jay. The fellow who writes this article talks about, this is way beyond my pay grade, TikTok's algorithms. He says he philosophizes based on his research that the algorithms are more of a security threat than who owns the company, which is probably true. So if the wrong people still own it, they can do what they do with the algorithms, and it'll take a while for people to figure that out. So is this another simplistic approach by people who don't, really understand technology? So they've pushed this through because it's like one of those things, hello, hit this target over here, it's big as the side of a barn. And they do, but do they really address the problem? You asked the right question. And especially when it comes to Facebook, nobody likes Zuckerberg, and nobody likes Facebook, but yet we're all still on it. So here's something for you to think about, folks. This is the story of a Facebook page belonging to a fellow named Matt Bell, who is a chef in Nashville. You might even know this guy, AJ, having lived in Nashville for as long as you did. He has filled up his Facebook posts with a focus on large sums of money that he's helped people make off of crypto. This, you know, there are a lot of red flags, apparently, according to people who watch this stuff. Apparently, Mr. Bell is a very savvy businessman, and he figured out how he could get people. He wasn't so interested in his restaurant as he was the cryptocurrency craze. So he started the process, and some therapist looked at it and said, "This is really dangerous. Look out for this." The therapist spoke on the condition of anonymity, citing concerns that his reputation might be negatively affected. Doesn't know he's exchanging messages with this guy who is a scammer who's taken over Mr. Bell's account.
Uh-huh.
And so this guy has lost $5,000 so far that he put in, so that's why he's calling the attention
to
everybody
else.
Well,
people who knew this guy and trusted him, thinking that this was him posting to his account, not realizing,
yeah,
because it seemed like him, not realizing that this was a scammer who hacked into the account, and then
right,
they lost money.
Yeah. There's a lot of that stuff around. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's an important part of our broadcast week here on the program, he contributes to the Talk Radio Countdown show. Money is a focus of all evil, and he will happily warn you with his website, scamaside.com, how these things work, so you might want to check that out. 28 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
A private label brand, also known as a store brand, is simply a product manufactured by another company and sold under the store's name. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Kiplinger.com reports that Costco's less expensive Kirkland Signature brand batteries are made by Duracell. Eater.com says Trader Joe's orders most of its products from name third-party manufacturers. The catch is that Trader Joe's and those suppliers keep the agreement secret. Compare name brand over-the-counter pills with a pharmacy's own brand. The packaging looks very similar. Read the fine print, same ingredients. Same conveyor belt, their lips are sealed. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing mounting pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to a vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell cautioned that withholding vital weapons for Ukraine has strengthened Russian President Vladimir Putin's resolve. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Hava, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier in the week. The bond shields Trump from any efforts by writer E. Jean Carroll to enforce damages while the case undergoes the appeals process. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second checked bag. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com.
Do, 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 do. All right. little chuckle here, little chuckle there. It's 35 after the hour, 25 before the new hour. This is the Good Day program, driving you to think, driving you to smile, just driving you to work, perhaps. Depends on the time of day you're listening. I'm Doug. Jay is here. James Collins in the control room in our major studio, main studio in Dallas. The see-through baseball pants. Back now, they're getting closer. I thought these were going to be eliminated, but apparently they are not, because it still is a thing. We talked about this when the first games were played last month, and now we're getting close to the beginning of the season.
And you can see the outline of, like, where the shirt is tucked in. I don't think it meant for this to be
the underpants see-through.
It just happens to be a bad material and just not thick enough for...
So there's a lot of chatter, Jay, among hardcore fans and also maybe casual observers like us. they want to expand their reach, so the people that run Major League Baseball say, and this is a way to get more people interested in the game, to have you look at the packages inside the pants. That's a way to get people interested, eh? Oh, anyway. So the conversation is about trades that are taking place and how the teams are doing so far and where they're going to end up in the ratings. No, it's all about the pants.
Still about those pants.
Right? Leave nothing to the imagination. So anyway, it's a lot of photos of these things. And so here's what I was thinking. As a kid, a lot of people collected. I think I had a few baseball cards, but not many. But, you know, that's been a big thing over the years. Baseball cards, Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Aaron Rodgers, whoever it is that... Aaron Rodgers, who did he play for? I'm trying to remember why I remember that. I remember Aaron Rodgers because I'm...
The football player?
Is he a football player? I thought he was a baseball player. A football player? Okay. That shows you how much I know about... I know he's a sports figure, but the more...
he does the sports ball.
So he, Robert F. Kennedy, is waiting in the wings for these guys to start attacking each other. That is Trump and Biden. And he's going to come out, try to be the hero. And he has been talking about who his vice presidential candidates might be. Aaron Rodgers is one of them. And Jesse Ventura is another one.
Those are very different
extraordinarily
options.
Interesting. Yeah. Jesse Ventura was like the governor of Minnesota or something, wasn't he, for a while? If I remember correctly, the wrestler was the governor or the mayor.
Everybody
knew. Yeah, Jesse Ventura, big-time wrestler. Yeah,
I
don't
really know him as the politician. Wait, who
was before that,
Minnesota.
He was a wrestler. No, he was a wrestler. That's where he got his notoriety.
Never knew that. You learn something new every day.
So there you go. Well,
I knew him as a politician.
There you go. All right. Speaking of things that you may or may not have known, I'm looking at the. We just were talking about the productivity or lack thereof. We were talking about the TikTok bill that's before Congress this week, and I started looking back at Congress and the laws that has been passing in the last. Say since the Nixon era in the mid-70s, Nixon and Gerry Ford, the most laws in a session that were ever passed, 1985, where 704 laws were passed. And then fast forward to last year, 294 bills were passed. Remember when the government shut down for 21 days back in 1995? They passed more laws that year than have been passed this year. And, you know, the business about passing laws is not just about that. Is that a measure of productivity? But the laws themselves and what they're all about and the fact that there's nothing, everything's so polarized, you can't get anything of consequence done because both the Republicans and Democrats are so far apart ideologically that they're more apart than they have been ever in my lifetime that I can remember. I was very active politically when I was in high school. Where I grew up here in Framingham, there weren't then and there aren't now a lot of Democrats, but I was still the president of the Republican club in high school. And I remember, you know, we got involved in issues in the 60s when Kennedy was shot. That became a big deal. And I look around now and it nauseates me, frankly, to see what's going on and who's doing what and who's not doing what. It's nauseous and it's toxic. And the way, if Jennifer were here, we could talk. Jay, I think you and I have, Jennifer is much closer to this stuff as to how, for example, they shovel all kinds of things into bills so that you don't know what's in this bill. There's 900 different things that are in the bill. That's part of the dysfunction of this whole arrangement here. Some food for thought. Yesterday, I talked about this interview on News Nation that is getting a whole lot of attention. The conversation, the one-on-one conversation between Chris Cuomo and Tucker Carlson. It took place, the first airing was on Monday. It was the first time Carlson had been on any cable news program for a year since he got booted off of Fox. There have been a lot of excerpts from the conversations. One of the ones that I found most interesting was the one where Cuomo calls out Tucker Carlson. They're talking about the footage from the January 6th insurrection. Cuomo argues that the former host, Mr. Carlson, knew exactly what he was doing. He acted maliciously. He said, quote, your approach and the approach of other people on that network more or less what he's saying is disgusting. It was a riot, and you said it wasn't a riot, and it was a riot. And then Tucker agreed with parts of it being a riot, which is the first time he's ever said that. And then Cuomo talked about transparency and sort of chided Carlson for that. Carlson's more of a showman. Cuomo says, I am who I am, and you'll find me the same, kind of like I say I'm the same person off the air as I am on the air. But through the whole thing, I mean, Cuomo said you cherry-picked the tape to show, you know, things about what went on in the Capitol that day. It's editing. That's what you can do. It's like photoshopping Kate's picture.
Yeah, things that really happened, but edited together in a way to make it look even worse. Not really necessarily doctoring things. But here's the fact, too. There were protests, and people are within the right to protest. There were riots. There were rioters, which is never okay. But we're constantly confusing protesters with rioters. And a lot of the stuff always happens once the protests go on and the day goes on later. And a lot of those people who are there to riot, they weren't there during the protests. They showed up later, and that's when the chaos all started. And we saw, too, so many people who were there to protest. They were protesters. They were not part of the riot, but they were shown in the background of somebody else's photo that made it onto social media. And then their work sees it and says, oh, you caused anarchy, too, and you're part of the riot, so you're fired, when they were not part of the riot at all.
Nope. Yep. He took them to task for not going after Putin. Tucker Carlson looked down and said, you wanted me to make it out alive, didn't you? Yeah. And then I'm looking at some of the other. I just find, if you get a chance, if you're politically motivated, or you watch the cable news channels, some of you may be prone to Cuomo and his thinking, and some of you may be prone to Tucker and his thinking. I like News Nation a lot. I like the three people that are on the evening. Cuomo has changed a lot in his approach. I didn't like him when he was on CNN at all, but I do like him in this role that he has at News Nation. He's nobody to trifle with. And the two of them were, I didn't think they were particularly well matched. I thought Carlson came across as kind of the do-do-do-do-do guy that I've always thought he was. But anyway, it was good to see the two of them being civil with each other. It was a very good exercise. Uh-huh. And you know what? It sort of plays into our philosophy here of people getting along. Why don't you get along? Even if you don't agree, you get along. You learn to get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the American way. That's it.
It's just humanity. Have manners. You don't have to respect somebody to be respectful towards them. Because whether or not you're respectful towards somebody doesn't have anything to do with them. It says everything about you.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what the fastest growing sport is in the country? In high schools and colleges?
Lacrosse? Pickleball?
Nope. Keep going. Want to keep going?
Hockey? Wrestling?
Ah, wrestling. Who's wrestling? Yes.
Who's wrestling?
Yeah. Why is there interest in wrestling? Because there are more girls wrestling than ever before. It is the fastest growing sport in high school and in colleges. Women's wrestling. And this sport, when you look around the country, was not allowed before. And now there's a surging number of states. There's a movement because a lot of these female wrestlers are better than the boys. And it has been dominated by men. And it all started fairly recently with this girl who beat up all the boys on the wrestling team.
Yeah,
I forget where it was.
State championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
She left the girls division for the boys division, yeah.
Right. And she beats all the boys. I think there's something, these kinds of stories I love because I want to have, again, equality. And then people say, well, why do you then not understand what's going on with unisex bathrooms and boys who become girls? Now, that's not what we're talking about here. This is a purely focused on women who are good at a sport. And I think that it's very good for women to develop themselves. As you get older, there's nothing better than having muscle on your bones to hold you together. And it should start at the time. These kids have to develop their strength and agility. Great training. Good for them. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh. It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil? We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida. The number, 352-735-1400. I think I've repeated that enough on the air, Ken, over the years. People probably remember, but there's always new stations and new listeners. So if you're fascinated with Ken and his approach, you can have a connection with him in person or on the Zoom at 352-735-1400. You know, I have a, I guess this is a question and a story, both a story of a man from New Mexico this week who died of the plague. This is the first time this has happened since COVID. I thought the plague was long gone, although it seems to me in the back of my mind, I remember us talking about somebody getting the plague back when COVID was all. So I mean, we haven't even talked about that, actually. This week is the fourth anniversary of the beginning of the COVID problem. Maybe we've talked about it enough that people don't want to talk about it anymore. But in terms of the plague, one wonders, you know, it's kind of a treatable thing, right? You get antibiotics, you don't have the same problem that it had in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, it's passed to humans, Doug, through flea bites or infected animal contacts. And, fortunately we have commonly available antibiotics, and a full recovery would be expected in this person.
So there must have been other things that complicated what was going on with his health for him, because they used all the antibiotics and stuff, and he didn't make it. So this is kind of like COVID in a sense. Some people got COVID, and it finished off whatever else was wrong with them.
I would imagine this was an elderly person who was not in very good health, because usually it's a treatable issue.
Yeah.
And the odds of full recovery are higher, especially if you get medical care early. And this probably was an elderly person or somebody who just stayed away from, you know, was allergic to the doctor. And that's what happened.
Are there three types of plague? I can remember bubonic or bubonic plague, but there are other, plagues as well, are there not?
Plague is usually a disease caused by a bacteria called Yersinia pestis. That's what we usually think of as the plague. but maybe...
Funny, I don't think of it. You think of it, but I don't think of it. I hear the plague, that's it. But you've got the medical terminology for it, yeah. Apparently rats spread it, and ground squirrels, and mice, anything that carries a flea. So would a dog infected with fleas, would you get the pong from a dog?
It's possible if you got bit.
Yeah. Unga bunga. All right. Let's talk about artificial intelligence. There are always questions about that. By the way, you can dial your questions in for Dr. Ken. Simple. Call 855-999-3684. Line is available 24 hours a day. Just record your question. Pretty easy. Maybe we'll use your voice. We'll use the question for sure. 855-999-3684. Could be a personal thing. Could be about generic stuff. So anyway, back to artificial intelligence and how it's now being used to, is it true that you can diagnose various parts of your body separately? And does the age matter with, for example, things like ear infections?
Well, there's this new smartphone app, Doug. This is out of JAMA Pediatrics last week that can help doctors more accurately diagnose ear infections in babies and small children, potentially reducing unnecessary antibiotic use in kids. You know, ear infections can be very difficult to diagnose as they require a trained eye to detect these subtle clues from a brief view of the eardrum of a wriggly baby. I don't know if you've ever tried to look into an ear of a screaming infant. Not easy. About 70% of children have an ear infection before their first birthday. It's not easy for doctors to get it right every time. Mistakes are made for seeing a simple fluid behind the ear for an actual ear infection. But this new AI model from the University of Pittsburgh, it can diagnose ear infections from fluid behind the ear with better than 93% accuracy. Previous studies have found that the accuracy of human doctors ranges between, are you ready, 30% and 84%. So AI, wow. I like to call it assisted intelligence, is going to no doubt be a part of medicine. So get ready for it, and hopefully it will help. I don't expect it will replace us.
Yep. All right. There's some really important information. Thanks for your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken, part of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour with Dr. Ken.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.